Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, here we are again. Due to the title of the show, I'm going to play the theme song of the movie that goes with it. You'll recognize it.
Daddy's old LGO.
I'm pretty sure everybody's heard that song at least once. That's a theme song to the title of the movie that I titled this show with, Hell or High Water. And then I got the question, who is in charge? Them or us? What you have to understand is that we the people pick up where everything else leaves off. You might want to check out federal law, Constitution, Bill of Rights, a few other minor things of that nature. Whenever an agency of the government, whether it's state or federal, doesn't matter if it's local, refuses to do its job, then we the people have the right to pick up the gauntlet and run with it. Ooh. Who's in charge, them or us? A few or a majority? I mean, you got to think about things relatively. There are actions coming that follow a general norm. This norm is something that's a little different from anything everybody else is used to. Yet, a noisy few object to the norm of what the majority want. You need to decide what you want. You need to really make a concerted effort to be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. And where does that leave us? Well, I wonder if those who object know the impact. Schumer, Pelosi, Mad Max, and a few others can be charged with incitement, federal incitement. When they do that, they lose their seats. They're not allowed to hold a position that they've got. You can't be a senator or a congressman. Might not even be able to be a dog catcher. I don't know. And I do wonder if, that's a big if, those who object know the impact. Hey, AOC, I heard you leading a chant about how justices were all having circle jerks. These people know they will not be prosecuted. Think about that. So they are safe from federal incitement charges, just like Antifa and BLM are immune from riot charges. This has all been run through before. So we have an administration picking what laws are enforced or ignored. That ain't the way it works, gentlemen. Oh, and by the way, every one of you in a federal office can be removed, along with state, along with local. Violation of the oath of office. Woo. Knee-jerk laws are being looked at. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah, we got to do something. We're going to do something. Well, what about some laws about any crime when the perp is armed? Hear anything like that? Me neither. What's being looked at is further regulation, further control of the general population. And the general population is right about their limit. You screwed with them too much. You pick on a dog, right? The dog has never bit anybody or growled at anybody even. And then one day you walk in and pick on it. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? It turns around and bites you. Is that what the government is after? Do they think that they're going to get away with the crap they're pulling? Open borders, my ass. We can close the border in one day. Think about that very carefully. One day. Now, let's take it to the next level. According to the regulations, NSA and the FBI have decided that everybody who objects to any portion of the administration is signifying and signaling that we are enemies of the state. Think about that very carefully. Enemies of the state? My good Lord, people. there's only so much that most people will put up with, and that ain't one of them. So what I have looked at and what I have seen, what I see in print, and the horse manure I see about, well, as an example, guns, that's already been covered. They want to take your guns. That's what our illustrious bozo president in the White House seems to think. 9mm, you don't need it. Ooh, assault-style weapon? Ooh, you don't need that? They don't understand that the definition is there. It's in the military code, under definitions. An assault weapon is full-on automatic. These aren't. One shot at a time, even in semi-automatic form, it doesn't make whatever weapon you're shooting an assault weapon. An assault weapon goes full auto. Want to put as much lead out there or whatever the bullet's made of nowadays as you can. You want to blow anything away that sticks its head up or takes a look, or is that stupid? There's a lot of people out and about who think that being stupid and acting the same way is going to get them somewhere. Well, the only thing that's gotten people so far is the toilet bowl. Believe me, I'll flush it in a heartbeat. Probably would clog up and puke out the perp that you put in there. It's like throwing politicians in the ocean. All you're going to do is make the sharks mad. That nasty piece of, and you threw it in here, you sucker fish, and I took a bite. I can hear the objections now. There are a bunch of things, and I mean things, big plural, going on that nobody should cater to. One of those is you get the right to object and protest all you want. You can't do that at a justice's house. How come they're not enforcing that law? I mean, you know, they say that, oh, we got to have laws to control you, but laws for you and not for me? Let's see here. How many crooks have been addressed? You know, think about this. We used to have laws that made it a felony to have an arm, any kind of a firearm, at your disposal when you commit any crime. It don't matter if you're stealing a pack of gum. Turns it into a felony, and you do some serious time. It's 2 to 10. Minimum. And yet with all these laws, what about some laws about any crime when a perp is armed? That means you forgot and left the .22 hunting rifle in the trunk of the car. Oops. 2 to 10. Nobody's heard anything about that. And Washington Examiner, sensible Senate steps to reduce gun deaths. And I put a great big red BS on that. And the reason I did is because they're not sensible. They don't say a thing. None of it says anything about doing something to the crooks who are armed when they commit a robbery or petty theft or anything of that nature. Handgun test for left's hypocrisy. It's by Hugo Gurdon. He's the editor of Washington Examiner. The fun and games is very clear if you want to get into it. I'll give you a good example. We have LEOs, Law Enforcement Agents. Oh, officers. Now, I got great respect for the good police, the ones that do the job and do it correctly. The ones that were standing around in Texas, and I said standing around with their thumbs in their butts, you guys don't need a badge or a gun. You need to be flipping burgers or raising corn and cattle and kids and something like that. You don't you ought to be glad I'm not in charge. You all would have got your walking papers that very day. That very day. Uh-huh. Nothing can be done. This is what, for all the Kavits, the legitimacy raised about the left's ultimate goal, is it a disarmed citizenry without the protection of the Second Amendment? We cannot appropriately walk away from this mass murder of children, such as Uvalde, Texas, muttering, slippery slope and insist nothing can be done. Well, I'll tell you what can be done. You can start with some veterans who have been under fire and can withstand it. If I'd been down there, I would have gone in there and killed that fucker long before he got the chance to kill any more kids, guarantee you that. And it had been a slow death. And when I say that, I'd be using an assault rifle, but I'd use a .308 caliber. Hurts more. Punches a bigger hole. Does a lot more damage overall. I just shot him in each one of the major joints, both shoulders, both knees, both hips, just for starters, until I run out of ammunition. And I usually carry 300 rounds on me. everybody's scared to death, mass shootings. Well, if you hire some cops, which you have failed to do, treat them like shit when they do show up to work, I praise the guy that risked his life to protect mine. And so consequently, all the good cops out there need to do something with the bad ones. Now, I did a show about lawful and unlawful orders. If you're in a shooting situation, an unlawful order is to stand down. Ooh. That screws that whole thing up, don't it? Well, guess what? That's the fact of it. It's in the law. Handguns are known to have been used for 59% of 2020's murders and manslaughters. Rifles and so-called assault weapons for 3%. Shotguns, 1%. Think about this. Let's get it in perspective. Okay, you don't need a 9mm pistol. Want a bat? If some butt wipe comes out after me, I got a 40 cal I carry on my hip, and it'll blow holes in brick walls and all that stuff. Somebody wants to hide behind a partition wall, won't do them no good. I'll drop them. I'll drop somebody that's trying to kill everybody for the fun of it in a heartbeat, and I carry my gun everywhere. People should realize we are now officially in a very, very dangerous position. And when I say dangerous, I'm not talking about things that, you know, you might stub your toe, break a nail or something. I'm talking very simply about the stuff that makes it all up. Some nut decides to shoot everybody on the subway train, gets off. As soon as he gets off and I got a good shot, he's down. I don't care who it is, or she, as the case may be. It can be anybody as old as Granny. It doesn't bother me to shoot somebody that's killing people for no reason. You heard me? No reason. Here's the title of an article in here. Wokeism is destroying the left from the inside out. And that's true, it is. I just can't wait till it gets done. There's another one. Where Californians go, homelessness and violence follow. And an example, since Colorado legalized drug possession, homelessness in Denver is up 50%. Violent crime is up 17%. Murder is up 47%. My, my, my. Do you think, and I want you to think about this very carefully, all these people are buying guns for the fun of it? They're buying guns to protect themselves. Some nutcase in the subway wants to shoot everybody up. At least dad can protect his kid by blowing the turkey's brains all over the wall. Think about it. You want to have that? Then you better not screw the Second Amendment. New York just found out about that. They got ruled against special permission from the police to carry a gun. Well, no. The Constitution doesn't say a damn thing about having to have some kind of special reason to carry a gun. You carry a gun for several reasons. Where you live? Well, New York, Chicago, L.A., you pick one of the big cities. I'm the only white guy in 7 miles, and you expect me not to carry a gun? You're crazy. Or the other might be true. I'm the only black man down here, and they like taking pot shots at me. It works both ways. It's a two-way street. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. And it's very simple. Gender ideology. Oh, man, what a crock that is. Very simply, if somebody decides that you make a good target, I will almost absolutely guarantee that it's better to have a gun and not need it than to not have one and need it. You think about that very carefully. Oh, yeah, that sounds like something from, I hate to say it, National Rifle Association. Ooh, it's propaganda. Ooh, yeah. Want to bet? You get in that position, here's how it works. You pick up the first battle rifle possible. It don't matter if it's an AK on the battlefield, and you use it against the enemy. Then they got a big article, liberals get mugged by reality. Bowdoin's recall is a good first step on the long road to restoring sanity in cities. Well, that's one part. Second part is getting the Congress to enact gun laws that deal with crooks, not the law-abiding citizens who seem to own the majority of guns. Then you got all those fun and games about the Ukraine. And the thing about Ukraine that really blows me away is that it's in another magazine. It's got a title on it and everything. I'll read it in a minute. But I heard those weapons were getting sold on the black market. Ooh-wee. Inflation is Biden's fault. That's true. And they got a picture of Biden covering up and AOC standing behind him like she's going to do something to him. And that honestly is about how it is. Well, Biden, get your foot off the hose. Seriously, cut the horse manure with the Green New Deal. Tell AOC to take a flying leap at a rolling donut. Turn all of our gas and oil that we have here right back on. Turn it on. Watch the gas prices and everything go down. They got a nice joke here. Interest rates are going up. And it's on a man cage on a crane that says Fed. And the guy says, a little higher. However, there's this great big bear standing at the edge with its mouth open waiting to take a bite. And his name is Wall Street. There is no way that you can regulate the guns. Guns? I don't have any guns. The idea that they can do something legally with somebody who doesn't obey the law is ludicrous, ridiculous. Suicide spike among Navy carrier crews, spotlights soul-crushing conditions for junior sailors. Uh-huh. Need to fix that. You really do. And it's important, very important. Oh, boy. Red, here's one you're going to like. You know about SpaceX and all that. Well, red tape entangles SpaceX. The company must contribute to local education and preservation efforts. Is it the same for NASA? Huh? Come on, guys. Let's, you know. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, led with a big, great big truckload of red tape. FAA requires SpaceX to take over 75 actions to mitigate environmental impact of planned Starship super heavy launches. What does it take? A rocket scientist? They want to keep us away from things that they don't think we can understand. Uh-huh. Biden trip to Saudi Arabia set for July as pariah label fades. It ain't faded. You think the Saudi crown prince forgets all that stuff? That's a BS trip. It ain't going to do you no good. You might as well save the gas for the airplane. Quit polluting the environment at the same time. And turn on our oil. They're talking about targeting big tech, and I don't think so. Media Malpractice. This is by Adams. He's a pretty good writer. And I got a bunch of red lines in it. Acceptable to report only one side of a story, ignoring completely dissenting opinions, opposite opinions, positions, and counterpoints. This isn't reporting. It's gatekeeping. Stop treating the audience like children. I got a great feeling about the audience of the general public being just as innovative as the pioneers, only they got better tools. Oh, boy. And the FBI is just, you know, standing around playing with themselves, began thinking about how to give his life a purpose and decided that he would kill the Supreme Court justice after finding the justice's Montgomery County address on the Internet. Roski further indicated that he had purchased a Glock pistol and other items for the purpose of breaking into the justice's residence and killing the justice as well as himself. Oh, now he pleads not guilty. Oh, I was insane when I did, when I said all that. Oh, yeah? Let's get real. That man ought to get 20 years minimum. Minimum. There isn't any sentencing guidelines on this stuff. Pelosi says, they're well protected anyway. Oh, she was trying to rag on somebody. I'm sorry, but I would have been nasty and said, hey, bitch, no, you ain't. You're full of shit. CNN legal analyst Norm Eisen tweeted, we are not a punch line and neither are black Americans. Then quit acting like it. You're going to have to partner up with people in order to get the job done. And that includes whites, blacks, Hispanics. It doesn't matter. Think about it very carefully. Ooh, the great Biden recession. You think it's just going to be a recession? You're wrong. If he can hold the power to control the spigot, that our oil comes from, we're going to be in deep shit. And this is June. So think about August. That's quite a ways away. But the idea that Congress could hold a hearing like this, Jesus, when the economy is coming unhinged, it only reinforces the suspicion held by most people that Washington swamp is totally out of touch with the lives and hardships of everyday America. Well, now, they think that the January 6th was something nasty. Oh, well, you should see what's coming. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warned investors to brace yourself for what he called a fast-approaching economic hurricane. What's the economic hurricane? It's very simple. And I've explained this to a couple of people. I'll explain it to everybody now. It's quite simple. It's not complicated at all. We started printing money like crazy. Now, the fun part is that we're not borrowing any. The question is, why? Well, we maxed out the credit card. That's why. They don't think that we're going to pay the bills. That's why. starting around June, the economy and financial markets smashed into a brick wall. Here are the troubling indicators all pointing in the wrong direction. Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta just estimated the second quarter economic growth through the middle of June is a big fat zero. you don't have to have growth, but if you have a sustained movement of funds, items, people, whatever, then you ain't going to have that big fat zero. It might be 0.1%, but the fun is the losses, wealth losses in the greater financial markets sell-off of 2022 have now exceeded $10 trillion. Woo-wee. Look at Bitcoin. I mean, they turned into butt ripe almost instantly. One of the most significant financially catastrophic vaporizations of wealth and savings in U.S. history. Ooh, think about that. voters' 401k plans and other retirement savings have been shredded. It's called a reverse wealth effect. Third, only about 2 in 10 voters feel the economy is heading in the right direction. Think about that. The lack of confidence, most damaging. Consumer and producer prices have risen to their highest levels since the early 1980s. Consumer price index hit 8.6%. Producer price index is above 10%. Ooh-wee. Washington physical picture is a train wreck. Think about it. current cost, $23 trillion national debt, gets progressively more expensive. We'll be paying taxes for years to come merely to pay the interest on our enormous debt. Now, do you know what happened? Did you notice they even brought out, let's see, what was it? I heard three of the old printing presses. Everything is running in the printing presses at the printing shop at their optimum speed. In other words, they're printing money like crazy. A little ad on TV is correct. Well, try this. You want to really hit it? It's pretty intense, but with the credit card maxed out, the only thing we got is the printing press. They really finally honestly got to the point where they broke it. Well, simply put, people are getting poorer month after month, in part due to the inflation unleashed by the American Rescue Plan. Ooh, and it wasn't a big one. If any of this is a success, and so was the maiden voyage of the Titanic. That's Stephen Moore, one of the people that I happen to pay attention to. He's got things that are that go even deeper. Now, I heard a rumor about China having a run on their banks. If that's true, look out below. You think the Titanic's sinking with something? Wait till all those ships decide to stay in port because they can't afford the fuel to come over here and unload. Why not? Well, they got to wait for 6 months or a year. Wait 6 months to, yeah, that's right. Really, really simple. Roe versus Wade getting overturned won't decide 2022 midterm elections. Everybody's had enough of the wrong direction. Governor Ron DeSantis has filed his financial disclosure to Florida's Division of Elections. Woo. try this. George Orwell once said, two people could not be friends in a democracy if one earns four times as much as the other. That's not altogether true, but we'll let it ride. DeSantis could become the first middle-class president since Richard Nixon. And this time, you don't have no choice. Anybody got to play wag the finger, and I am not a crook or any of that shit. You cannot have a Democratic Republic. My. Democratic Republic. Hoo-hoo. How about Constitutional Republic, Mr. Green? he's supposed to know what he's talking about, and then he does something like that. You cannot have a constitutional republic without a large and secure middle class, and it cannot hurt to have a president with recent experience and the cheap seats. Aristotle, community is formed by citizens of the middle class. Socrates, those in the middle class have skin in the game. Again, it keeps on going. They're not cutting nobody a whole lot of slack. Thus, the rage of the Republican base, the lawlessness of the Democratic left, and the all-around collapse in civility. What is that looking at? Well, let's see. If we have a Great Depression now, we're in deep trouble. And the reason I say that is we've lost two generations. And the reason I say they're lost is because they didn't learn to do nothing. One person who was in college was handed a can opener and didn't know what the hell to do with it or how to use it. Now, that's pretty basic, but there it is. The secular right versus the woke left. The woke left is diminishing itself. The long view, more cultural wars probably, with some unexpected outcomes. And you're talking about things that would curdle somebody's milk. Here we go. Ukraine pleads for more arms as Russians advance. Well, I looked through this whole article, and I read a lot of bunch of shit in it, and guess what? There ain't very much truth in it. And Ukraine pleads for arms. I put an arrow to that for the black market. That's where the stuff's been getting sold at. A billion of this and several hundred million of that, and whoopity-doo. Can't have long-range weapons. You might shoot Russia with it. Ooh, gun safety bill. Will it make a difference? No. Crooks don't follow the law. Hello, you dinglebats. You guys got a bad case of stuck underwear, and it's showing. Red flag laws, indeed. Boyfriend loophole. Yeah, these things need to be addressed, but red flag laws are unconstitutional. It doesn't. But the reason being, very simple. They don't follow anything having to do with your right to due process or things that have happened in the past where they didn't have to do that sort of stuff. implement the magazine, the ban on assault weapons and large capacity magazines. That's Biden and the Dems. What exactly would happen if you hardened the schools? And, well, you know, you put an armed guard in the little aisles. He can kind of hide out of libraries and whatnot. You got the special police. And I've met a few of them in Washington, D.C. at certain buildings. You just do. That's part of it. So, talking trash cans, I don't believe it. There is one basic major flaw in all of this. Gun bill, whoopee. Like I said, what about some laws about any crime when the perp is armed? Hear anything like that? Me neither. school board candidate in Maryland checked out 20 books of the LGBTQ claims county library said children would not see them. Disturbed by a Pride Month display that she took all the books home. Nothing to do with the gay community. It has everything to do with the preservation of innocence. That's why the government needs to quit messing with our kids. CRT, indeed. Oh, boy. Classroom defense. Some Ohio teachers will be allowed to carry guns at school just after 24 hours of training after Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a law this week lowering the required instruction period for armed school personnel from about 700 hours. They don't need 700 hours. They need to learn how to shoot straight. They need to be fearless. Simple. Idaho. Rioters thwarted. Idaho police this week said they received death threats since arresting 30 women who allegedly planned to riot near the LGBTQ Pride event. Good. Oh, boy. President Biden drew intense criticism this week after announcing he will stop in Saudi Arabia during his trip while in office on the Middle East. Yeah, he's going to continue to be criticized because he needs to be. High court protection. The House overcame Democratic objections this week to approve overwhelmingly approve legislation that would extend police protection to the immediate families of Supreme Court justices. That's a good deal. How about we stop the protests? Oh, boy. Brexit drama. The deporting policy is in turmoil in London. Migrants from California. This is Mexico. 1,000 U.S. citizens from California are moving to Mexico to escape skyrocketing housing prices and expensive health care costs. Hollywood, the guy went to Mexico. Think about this. Hollywood, where his one-bedroom apartment costs $1,600 a month. He only pays $850. This is about half. Think about that. Indigenous protest. Indigenous group burned tires and blocked roads across Ecuador this week to protest high fuel prices and the economic policies of right-wing president. Woo. Copenhagen. Truths in Whiskey War. Ooh, both claimed Hans Island. The two have now agreed to split ownership of the island. So they have come to an agreement. Oh, my goodness. Sheep drown as ship sinks. That's in the Sudan. Attack on women causes outcry. This is in China now. Chinese women flooded social media to express outrage this week after three women were brutally attacked for rebuffing male advances. If the guy can't get any, he's got the right to beat her to a pulp, huh? Uh-huh. You need to do some fixing on that. Pakistan. Hundreds of Pakistani garment workers have been left destitute and starving since British fashion brand misguided and went bankrupt last month. Ooh. They own back pay and all kinds of stuff. They ain't paying squat and they don't feel like they got to. And that's just some Pakistanis, you know, some goat herders. They don't have to care about these poor people. Now, let me ask you this question. Has any black person, and I mean black person, Hispanic or otherwise, in the United States, been told that very same thing? You don't matter very much, huh? Think about it. Rainbows banned in Saudi Arabia. Authorities in Saudi Arabia began purging rainbow-colored toys and clothing from shops this week, saying rainbow themes promote homosexuality. Good job, guys. That will catch on in other places. Now, I'm going through some of these things lightly. The $100 fill-up has arrived. And I wrote, thanks, Biden. $5 a gallon gas. That's an unnecessary tax that Joe Biden, just the president, put on the books. Think about it. When every building is hardened, to appease Second Amendment absolutists, we are being told that we must harden schools, churches, and synagogues, hospitals, and every public space against armed assault. It wouldn't hurt. You also need laws that make those people into extreme felons. We all live under constant authoritarian oversight. That's a lie. If it was so authoritarian, they'd go after the gangs. They'd start collecting guns off the street the hard way if necessary. It's not difficult. Use your common sense. Leftists at home, but pro-dictator abroad. The French left has lost its moral bearings, said Jean Birnbaum. France's legislative elections will determine whether President Emmanuel Macron can get a mandate for centrist pro-business policies or be pushed leftward. That'd be something to watch. What happened to the leftist ideal that one cannot claim to be fighting for emancipation here when one condones oppression elsewhere? Think about it. Spain, the troubling turn toward endless war. This is going to be interesting. See what happens. How far is the Ukraine going to take everybody? Here's something about Canada. You can use drugs legally. And its title says, letting people use won't reduce deaths. And that's true. Oh, Big Mac, and this is in Russia. It's not quite McDonald's, but Russians are lining up anyway. They reopened all of them. As long as the burger joint remains a free place to take care of business, Russians will be satisfied. Ooh, and there isn't even any regular cola, just diet. How does this is? Angry leftists boycott Britain's big summit. Biden's big summit, not Britain. That was a... boy. That was supposed to be a Latino summit by everybody. And Biden's decision to bar other leftist leaders provoked predictable outrage and doomed the entire event. Ah, you stepped in it again. My goodness, you ought to get tired of the smell, I would think. This program, in fact, offers no incentive to quit drugs. Oh, my goodness. You mean Canada is going to become a nasty place to be? Well, Kavanaugh threat. Are Democrats to blame? Yes. Add Pelosi to that. Uh-huh. A path to a nuclear bomb. That's Iran. Ooh. Pro-Gulf. Sell out to Saudi wealth. True. That's what they've done. Oh, boy. And then they got the comics. Thing I like about it is that even though the guy's going by the gas station without having to stop and put gas in the car, what's really nice is the boy is laughing. Well, what is being burnt? Now, this is not one of those easy to decipher things. What's being burnt or used as fuel that powers those charging stations? Is it a generator sitting right there with gas, with a tank full of gas? Virtual reality is still waiting for Apple's headset. Well, I think you can keep it. And the reason I say that is that it didn't amount to much to begin with. The ideology is not sound, and the technology can't come up with it. Vegan grilling. Oh, yeah, just what I need. Well, I think maybe we might have pretty much killed another magazine. Oh, boy. And they got places to live all over the country and places I wouldn't be. Crypto layoffs at Coinbase amid Bitcoin collapse. Ooh. Celsius Networks, a crypto lender that manages $11.8 billion, stopped consumers from making withdrawals as digital currency plummet. Ooh. This is the 24th, and today is the 25th, so that'll give you an idea, you know. It's not, and then you get the layoffs at Coinbase and amid Bitcoin collapse. It's slowly going up, very slowly. Schwab to pay fine for misleading clients. Schwab's been doing that stuff for years. China, U.S. may move to discourage investment. Lawmakers want to begin screening investments made by American companies in China. You just now catching on to that? ask Mitch McConnell how much money they've got invested in China. And see what, and force him to give an answer and say, watch it. Will we ever return to the office? Not if we can help it. Investors turn away from tech. Some investors say the decade-long era of tech dominance in markets is coming to an end. Ooh. Worst year, worst start to a year since 2002. Ooh. Shares of the FANG, F-A-A-N-G stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google have all declined by double digits. I'll give you an idea. I mean, there's some things that are falling over in the toilet. Inflation. Soaring prices spur market rout. Well, if the market goes down Monday, then you can expect a Great Depression. Now, the last Great Depression, we had family farms and everybody could get a potato or something to eat. We don't have that anymore. Now what are you going to do? You go to the grocery and the shelves are empty. What do? I mean, I've told people, prepped, get prepared for things not to be the way you'd like them to be. learn how to live like a refugee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Selling out Albert Einstein. I don't think he's for sale, and I doubt you'd get very much if he was. Now, January 6th committee lays out case against Trump. Well, Pelosi picked him, and it's all damn packed. There's only two Republicans on there, and they're sympathetic to the Democrats. So this is like the loaded jury of a certain lawyer that was working for the Clinton campaign, the DNC. He says, oh, I'm not working for anybody. Later on, he waited until everyone didn't think he was watching. Guess what? He sent him a bill. Ukraine pleads for arms as Russians advance. Ah, boy. There we are again, right back to where we started from. And they can keep that one. Oh, boy. Chesa Bowden must be proud. He's the first member of the family to get off with time served. Gun control, my. It is impossible to determine in law precisely what an assault weapon is. That's a lie. Most mass shooters use handguns. Whoops. Red flag laws, they're illegal because they're unconstitutional. Biden actually plan is to hope for the best as inflation devours his presidency. This is the weak section of National Review. Inhibiting domestic energy production. Ooh, Biden administration has repeatedly said he is not inhibiting energy production. That's a lie. But that the high gas prices come from events beyond his control. Administration does have control over how federal lands are used, and it seems intent on pleasing environmentalists, hey, AOC groups, rather than boosting energy production. So we need to overrule the boy. I want you to think about that. That ain't going to be no easy task, and it ain't something that I would say is going to be fun, but I'd like to watch them all squirm. San Francisco Unified School District no longer uses the word chief and job titles because of concerns from Native Americans. Oh, poor old Wompsy. Well, the Supreme Court has long protected newspapers and cable TV channels from compulsion to print or air content for which they disagree. The social media age promised a new, more democratic marketplace of ideas. An ordinary citizen without a printing press or a TV station can be heard by a mass audience through platforms run by private companies. And then you got social media giants who have earned the public's mistrust through politically biased and often arbitrary use of their power to censor or promote content. I know people that have a really good reputation posting things on certain media, and it just simply disappears. Boo. Government has historically regulated common carriers in transportation, such as railroad and public accommodations, such as hotels, in a way that effectively compels them to take all comers. The government should not be able to turn an industry into a common carrier in order to evade the Bill of Rights. That's BS. They ought to turn all of the major platforms, Facebook, if Google's got some other ones, et cetera, into common carriers, because they need to have somebody to be able to stomp on them when they deserve it. That's what you got to think about. Freedom of speech. Yeah, really? Blend of poor leadership and worsening global economic conditions now forced Sri Lanka to default on its debts. That's one. How many more are they going to have? Ooh, bloody November. Fuel prices spiked in Iran. Uh-oh. It's happening again. Well, this time it's food prices. and everybody's out in the street protesting and raising hell. In Canada, Justin Trudeau's government has responded to the Uvalde mass shooting by essentially banning guns. Think about this. Trudeau, you got to go. Under new legislation, which is expected to pass the Parliament, Canada will ban the purchase, sale, import, or transfer of all handguns. Most long guns must be turned in to, for destruction. Think about this. Trudeau said, other than using firearms for sport shooting and hunting, there is no reason anyone in Canada should need guns in their everyday lives. What about the gangs down in Montreal? Well, they're nasty. Oh, they'll come get you. Do you want to play? You want to tell people they can't? They have no right to self-defense? Well, Ricky Gervais became the latest community to face backlash after mocking transgenderism. Yeah, well, if somebody can't take a joke, they need to go somewhere. Michael Avenatti has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for aggravated identity fraud and wire fraud after being found guilty of defrauding Stormy Daniels of a book advance. Good. They ought to keep him. From what I understand, he's not worth much. Now, we'll keep going here. Georgetown's law school finally reinstated Shapiro after a five-month investigation of a single tweet. Imposing a demographic litmus test on his Supreme Court nominee, Joe Biden had excluded the candidate Shapiro, who considered most qualified, making it inevitable that the outer instead go to the lesser black woman. Uh-oh. That's grounds for removal, by the way. Georgetown Law Dean William Trainer then strongly implied that he would lie and wait for Shapiro to say something that could justify firing. They can't get rid of him either. What do we got? Oh, my God. I got a real nasty caricature of Hitler. Russiagate misunderstood. That's a lie. It's understood fully. The FBI was Hillary's collaborator, not her victim. When is a lie not a lie? When is a cover story? Ah, boy. Trump was a clandestine agent of Russia. No, he wasn't. How do I know? I'm in touch with the some of the people in a hierarchy in Russia. That's how. Oh, boy, in a FISA court, they authorize stuff on the most false evidence available. The placement of Austin government investigating power in the service of partisan politics. Oof. Patriotic concern. Oh, boy. Sussman shrewdly targeted an old friend in the FBI. Well, Sussman walked for now, and I'll get into that in a couple of minutes. Everybody can wonder about it until then. Keep them offline. The case for banning kids from social media. It's a well-done article. Fears about social media are just this generation's version of a moral panic. Not really. Almost 20 years of social media experience, and Americans are just now beginning to express a desire for greater oversight of these platforms, often on issues related to censorship and content removal. That's just one part of it. They also offer things so that they steer the kids to, where they learn how to be LGBTQ people instead of allowing them to have the freedom and the innocence of childhood. 60 years of war. Evangelical Christianity in the age of Trump. Machiavelli's The Prince. Afterward, I asked Buckley to autograph the book claimed politics had nothing to do with morality. He did so with a laugh. It keeps going. The things that are coming ain't going to be, oh boy, ain't going to be nice. Oh boy, a thwart. This is in the National Review. And this is June 27th, 2022 issue, World Economic Forum. I'm super ultra-vaxxed. I actually have a small nozzle on my right arm where they top me off once a week. That comes from the guy who wrote this. And the World Economic Forum, a group of James Bond villains who have subtle and ingenious plans to spoil everything and manipulate entire populations. Ooh. The WEF met in May, and the speakers poured forth the usual technocratic ingenuity. Benefits of lockdowns, digital passports embedded in your clothes, pills that tattle to the hospital if you don't take them, and the end of personal property, individual carbon trackers. Think about all that. I mean, you want somebody that is hilarious? That boy's got a sense of humor that's worse than mine. It's more ate up than mine is. I'm still fumbling through. Top sequel. They think that Top Gun is going to bring back people that have left, and it's not going to work. When men turn 50, they often have to begin to engage in activities or seek out hobbies or make life changes that let them reconnect spiritually or physically to their younger days. My midlife crisis. This is a happy warrior, and it gets worse. Almost, fortunately, a visualization of my attempts to cram flabby flesh into a skin-tight synthetic clothing flashed before my eyes, and I saved myself the embarrassment. Can't men of a certain age, say anywhere between 13 and 90, should avoid wearing a lycra? Real simple. You don't need life's second wind that bad. You can do this, too. Everybody can do this. What do you want to bet? You can't. Because you're getting old. You get suicide attempts out of that stuff. Rather than competing in races or trends, traversing challenging topography, I am taking leisurely half-mile bike rides over a single hill to a nearby creek, or I seek out a secluded spot to go fishing. It's my time to reflect. I'm pretty sure that the insane people on those trek posters haven't done anything as exhilarating as pulling a largemouth bass out of a muddy creek. Now, you really got a fight on your hands, largemouth bass. These days, my wife and I get our workout by walking. There is an entire industry, I soon learned, that manufactures footwear and clothing, especially tailored for lazy people like me. Ooh, that's the people that just, you know, you sit there on a couch and you go, should I get up? And you want to, but your better judgment says, what are you, stupid? And you don't move. Bird watching is probably the fourth most tedious activity ever invented, right behind doing puzzles, fishing, and bike riding. My embrace of the boring life has taken some getting used to. And the last word of advice is to act your age. Mm-hmm. There's a recurring problem with things that go bump in the night, and we're coming up to a point where, as I get it, the transition, I've talked about this before, is supposed to take place. It was 11-3. That was the date. Now it's 10-3. They picked it up a whole 30 days. I'd like to see it happen 9-3. That would be great if they can cram it in that close. Now, what I'm talking about is pretty much an extreme, and I mean absolute extreme, case of logistics that ET's having trouble keeping up with and handling. I mean, there's a bunch of people up there that you ain't lived till you've seen ET sweat, I'm telling you. They sweat a little different than we do. But the main thing of this is that we have to watch, and if things don't come out in the right direction, you better be prepped. And by that, I mean have a place to go that's off the beaten path. It can be a barn or something that you can live in. It don't matter. You need food. You need water. You need weapons. There's a reason for that. The weapons are so you can keep your food and so somebody don't do nasty and untoward things to your physical being. Then, following that, you've got to make sure that you got enough gas, think about this now, to get there. Is it a one-tank trip? It could be. But don't wait too long. You got until mid-July, at the latest, to get your butt going, to move it down the road. The reason you have that limitation isn't up to me. It's up to the societal conditions in which we live, the terrain in which we presently find ourselves deployed, that sort of shit. You have to get real. And when I say get real, that means have some extra food, water, fuel for the vehicle if it, in case you want to be sure to be able to get somewhere. I would suggest a AM/FM radio, a little pocket job, 3 or 4 extra batteries, you know, that sort of thing. And pay attention. Now, I'm going to tell you, and, you know, this can be painful to learn the hard way, but I'm going to tell you ahead of time, don't expect gas in the gas stations or food in the in those little stores. Go to a big store even, and you're liable to find nothing but empty shelves with all the edibles gone when you take this trip. That's how close we are. We're at the edge, okay? Take all this stuff and go someplace and hide. Hide out. If you have a small charcoal fired grill, bring it with you. You'd be amazed how much better food tastes when it's cooked or warm at the very least. You can stop by a feed and grain place and pick up large bags of dried beans, dried rice, things of that nature. Uh-huh. You can go to certain stores. Now I'm talking about now. You can go to certain stores now and get Spam ain't spam's a lot better than starving. I'm telling you it is. Lay up enough cans of that to last you a little while. How much of a little while? Well, until maybe October. Maybe a little sooner. That depends. Varies a bit. But get yourself ready now. 2 kinds of weapons. Well, 3 actually. One is a firearm. That can be a 12-gauge, and believe me, they work real good. A 9mm pistol. I'm saying 9mm because it's one of the most popular calibers out there. And you might, this is up to you, you get a hunting rifle. If you do, get a 308. Why do I say that? Man, you got ammo coming at you, whatevers. That stuff's everywhere. The other parts of all of this goes very simply into what you think you can withstand. You're going to need some rope. You're going to need some string. You're going to need some kind of something to cut things with, you know, like a small hand axe or tomahawk or some such. And you need to get with some people that know what they're doing if you don't, and practice your skills. There's classes, regular classes in a lot of places that teach you how to throw an axe. How to throw a knife. You can be better situated and capable of survival than most of the other people, just on what I've just told you. practice throwing that tomahawk. That might be a very valuable skill if needed. It's like not having a gun and needing one. Most people aren't stupid enough to make that mistake. The next thing you need to do is make sure you got one anyway. You may never need it. Two kinds of pistols. You got the semi-automatics and you got those revolvers. Either way is fine. For longevity, the revolver is your best bet. It'll operate with less problems over a longer period of time than a semi-automatic ever will. Just that simple. The rifle can be a bolt action or semi-automatic. Now, if you get a semi-automatic, you want to get one that is similar to the military style that was used in Vietnam, as an example, on the 308. Well, what have I got, a M16? Well, you need to get some extra parts. Talk to your local gun dealer. He'll tell you what you need. Get a fair amount of extra ammo. You need like 1,500 rounds minimum, and that's minimum. 1,500 rounds. Stuff ain't cheap anymore. Prices have gone up. And the reason they have is because of Biden. Now, what I'd like to do is to have everybody and their mother-in-law who has a phone, internet capability, and or send an email or phone the White House, tell Biden to take his foot off the hose and reinitiate our energy. Think about it. Price of gas goes down, the delivery costs go down, price of fertilizer comes down. There's all kind of good things come out of that. But the main thing is you need to be your own best asset. Just that simple. Nothing complicated. Be sure to keep yourself out of the way so that the bad guys can't find you so easy. When you park your vehicle, make sure that you park it in such a manner that you can cover it up. You can use one of these fake out tarps that look like leaves, and you can do so, but only if you got a couple of them. It's going to take at least two. One put over the top of everything, and one that's right underneath, right up against the thing almost. You need two. Why? Well, you create the illusion of reality. There you go. Now, Hell or High Water is a hell of a movie. I like it because of what it covers in its own right. Everybody, take the knowledge that I'm giving you. Go out and about, and do me a favor. Get her done.